WTAW News time is 7:06, 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station School Board took almost 3 hours last night to determine the rules a committee will follow for recommending new boundaries. The board unanimously decided to change attendance zones for intermediate, middle, and high schools. The committee, which will be named by the board tonight, is also charged with how students from three middle schools will be split into two high schools. Michael Wesson was among those wanting to make sure all interests of middle school students are protected.
We want comparability across middle schools in terms of educational and extracurricular opportunities as they transition into their respective high schools.
So how is that measured?
I don't know the answer to that. Right? I mean, we haven't talked to athletic coaches. We haven't talked to orchestra people. We haven't done anything.
The board also wants the committee to recommend when the new high school boundaries go into effect and take into account Consolidated has room for another 600 students while College Station High is nearing capacity. A new principal has been selected at Mitchell Elementary School. The Bryan ISD School Board last night elected Donna Wallace. She's been an elementary principal in the Georgetown District the last 3 years. Wallace takes over this summer for John Rokenbrot, who is moving to the Bryan ISD's central office. No one was hurt in a drive-by shooting in South College Station yesterday morning. Several witnesses told police about someone in a BMW driving by a fiveplex on Kenyon Drive. That's off Holloman South and north of Kane Road. No one was hit by several rounds that were fired. The occupant, 19-year-old Colton Adam, was arrested for drug possession. No arrests have been made in the shooting. College Station firefighters saved two dogs while putting out a house fire early yesterday morning. Two residents escaped injury and no firefighters were hurt. A lightning strike during a thunderstorm started the fire on Westchester, east of Welsh, between Rock Prairie and Deacon. The fire started in the garage of a two-story home. The husband and wife, who were out of the house when firefighters arrived, were assisted with relocation. A fundamental change is being proposed to blend college trustees tonight on tuition rates for next year.
Next year's tuition rates, as recommended by administrators, would add another $5 a credit hour for blend students from Brazos and the rest of the counties in blend's service area. Tuition would go down $10 a credit hour for students throughout the rest of Texas. That's because administrators are combining the same rate for all in-state students outside of Washington County. Tuition would increase only $1 an hour in Washington County. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A smaller terrorist attacks in Belgium almost 1 month ago have not stopped plans for an economic development trip overseas by the Research Valley Partnership in June, or a Belgian royal trade mission this December to Texas that includes a visit by Princess Astrid to the Twin Cities. Belgium's trade commissioner, Yves Debus, says the mission follows a 10-year relationship with the RVP, and most recently, the Texas Aggies Go to War exhibit that opened in Belgium and is headed to Bryan College Station.
We will have, during the Princess visit, various agreements that will be signed. I'm thinking in particular, for instance, the Ministry of Tourism that would like to create more ties with the region.
A smaller version of the exhibit will open at Texas A&M's Memorial Student Center while fundraising takes place for a permanent location. WTAW News time is 7:09. It's 64 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news on the way at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis. Recently, I had a young couple come to my office, and they had a new baby, and they did not have an up-to-date will. They needed this, and this was the greatest gift that the husband could provide for his wife. And so if you do not have a current will or you need one updated, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in Brazos County.
779-7200 or familyandestatelaw.com.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Get more information at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A lot quieter morning across the region than we had yesterday. Areas of patchy fog and lots of clouds. There will be some showers and thunderstorms developing today. Highs up around 80. A few showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. Lows 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms return tomorrow. Some may be strong, 80. Occasional showers and storms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms are also possible Thursday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. As Nick Banks was named the SEC Player of the Week, Aggie Baseball holds number 3 in the nation and gets ready for Texas State tonight. We'll also get you caught up on the NBA and NHL playoffs, plus more in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
So, some people get to...
the proverbial some people.
Some people, not us usually, get to wake up, well, kind of on their own schedule.
Uh-huh.
Rather than waking up with that dream-shattering sound of the alarm clock. Because that is not really the best way to start your day. If you want to get to bed on time, just keep reminding yourself how great it feels to wake up on your own in the morning. Yeah, unless it's like 4 o'clock. Hmm. According to Gretchen Rubin, who's the author of Better Than Before, finding a good bedtime and sticking to it, it's all about finding the right balance between your before-bed activities and how you want to feel. She says you should remind yourself how great it feels to wake up naturally before that alarm goes off without the jolt to wakefulness. Ooh, I like that. Jolt to wakefulness. Then, if you're surfing the internet at 11:30 at night, you ask yourself, am I really in the midst of a good trade-off here? Uh-huh. When you start getting sucked into that old routine of watching TV or scrolling through Facebook or whatever before bed, decide if those activities are in fact more valuable than the pleasure of being able to get enough sleep and waking up in peace. With a little foresight every night, you'll develop a pretty beneficial habit. Or not.
Whatever.
Yeah, just or not.
Part of the reason you're on the internet for 4 hours at the end of the evening is because you don't have the presence of mind to say, oh, I should go to bed.
Yeah, I know. That's
what he said.
Yeah, that's the other thing that happens. Yeah.
Or Stars hockey playing late.
But, well, that wouldn't even worth it.
Well, I don't watch hockey. Yeah. I solved that problem a long time ago.
I did, but the third quarter, third period wouldn't even worth
watching.
Yeah,
they look terrible.
So I turned it off. Anyway.
Oh, you didn't say it for the fourth?
Yeah, exactly. So,
way to go, Egghead.
The whole idea of being able to go to sleep at the proper time to help you wake up in a more relaxed situation makes a lot of sense. And then, of course, there's the FedEx Express employee who worked at the company's hub in Memphis, decided at 4 a.m. to take a nap inside the cargo bay of the FedEx freight plane. He's in a deep sleep and did not wake up until a few minutes after the plane was in the air and on its way to Texas. Panicked once he realized what had happened, made attempts to alert the pilots who were sitting on the other side of the cargo bay. There was a door for the bay to the cockpit. However, the cockpit, the pilots reportedly refused to open the cabin.
Would you?
No. Told them they could communicate via telephone. After realizing that they had brought a man with them, the pilots asked the employee to sit in the jump seat. till the plane landed in Texas. So there you are.
So is he still employed?
Well, I don't know. Because where you fall asleep, again, does make a little bit of difference, too. I guess they just care whether you got the plane loaded and had another plane to load and he didn't get around to that. But nonetheless, think about that. Then comes the story of the guy in southern Germany took a strong magnet to a lake to try to find a set of keys that he'd lost. Puts the magnet on the end of a fishing pole, felt the weight on the line, pulled it up, found a rusty grenade stuck to the magnet.
Yeah.
Immediately dropped the hand grenade back in the water, called police. They sent the munitions team out. Everything's okay.
Hopefully gently dropped.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we'll see. So how many people had to change their plans yesterday because of all the rain that was happening in Houston? And once again, the interweb is a wonderful thing. People sending pictures of all that stuff that was going on there so that you didn't get on the road and have to turn yourself around. But as we mentioned, those heavy rains pounding Houston yesterday, and what, 4 inches an hour in some cases?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of folks got over a foot of rain. Storm conditions left more than 100,000 customers without power in the Houston metro area. So as a result of the severe weather in Houston and the surrounding area, the Internal Revenue Service had advised affected taxpayers that they may qualify for filing their 2015 tax returns later. Now, while there is normally no penalty for filing a late return when taxpayers are owed a refund, taxpayers who owe taxes obviously are subject to penalty and interest. The IRS advises Houston area taxpayers who owe tax and were unable to file on time to file whenever reasonably able. Your definition, their definition. That's a big difference. The IRS also reminds taxpayers they can qualify for an automatic six-month extension. But, you know, for some folks, it'll be too late there. All right, so here you go. Here you go, Tech Boy. Now we know actually how addictive iPhones are. The average iPhone user unlocks their phone 80 times per day.
Don't doubt it.
At that rate, given a 12-hour day of usage, iPhone users check their phones between 6 and 7 times an hour, or average every 10 minutes.
It's like a nervous tick.
Previous study was that Android users unlock their phones 110 times a day. 110 times a day.
So more than iPhone
users. Uh-huh. iPhones, 80. Android, 110. What does that say? You hoity-toity iPhoners, you.
Hey, now.
Hey.
Hey, now.
Going, I'm okay. I don't have to do that. By the way, coming up, not only shower thoughts, but the best one-liner jokes you've ever heard.
Oh, that will be debatable, yeah. I'm sure.
Well, you better have a backup plan then, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, because after all, I mean, at any time, you might be asked to come up with a joke. And so, you know.
You didn't bring anything to the meeting this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, there was this invisible man, and he met an invisible woman, and they fell in love and got married. And they had 2 kids, but they were nothing to look at.
Yeah. Oh, you're killing me.
There. Well, hey. It's all right.
Oh, my side hurts.
So now, is it tonight, the New York primary? Is that right?
Yeah. It is.
Then we'll get them to shut up after a while.
Speaking of bad jokes.
Man. Yeah. Everything that happens in New York is too important. So, which presidential candidate's hair does the best job for him? Christoph Shetman, who cuts Hill's hair and also has clients that include former presidents Bill Clinton and George Bush. From Racked.com talks about him. First, the Republicans. John Kasich, 4th place, or wherever, is trying to have a more youthful and fashionable appeal to his style. But his new choppier hairdo, that is, backfired back in March when Twitter had a field day commenting on how the hair made him look more like he was having an existential crisis. Really? Is that what they said?
Wow!
Ted Cruz's love of pomade is unrivaled. His precisely slick-back do, the candidate is clearly trying to come off as a very put-together, organized guy, not having a hair out of place. Then, of course,
he's a Dapper Dan man.
You know it. I wonder what kind of pomade he uses. You know, just
Not, I don't like FOP,
yep.
But Dapper Dan, man.
What about Donald? I mean, after all, what has not already been said about Donald and his orange hair? Okay, what Christoph says is his hairstyle is reminiscent of the same style he had 20 years ago. Of course, he is rumored to have had that hair transplant
El
back
Plugos.
In the 80s. Don't know for sure, but anyway, he refuses to let anybody else do his hair, but since the campaign has dragged on, Trump probably has somebody behind the scenes pointing him in a different direction in a very subtle way. Subtle? What about Donald Trump is subtle? There's nothing subtle about him. All right, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton and her hair have been in the public eye for about as long as Trump's. Remember headbands? Okay, never mind. Now her hairstyle is simple but still looks presidential, coiffed and organized.
So well, he's a Democrat.
Yeah, well, again, he's done her hair.
Yeah, true.
It's this week. I mean, it has the ability to hold all day. This lady has changed her hairstyle so much in the last 3 years.
Yes.
Well, so has Megyn Kelly.
Oh,
true.
Okay. All right. And finally, Bernie.
What do they all have in common? They all hate Trump.
Yeah, his disheveled do is no mistake. It shows he is a rebel in his campaign.
Okay.
And he comes from a different era. He wants to revolutionize and change Washington, and his hairstyle reflects that. Okay, that's fine.
Every single one of his hairs thinks that it's important and special, but they're all dependent on the host organism.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Intercon is a homegrown company started by a father and son who still own it. And what that means is because you're dealing with a local company, they're certainly going to be responsive to you. And I mention that because service after the sale is important no matter what the product is. And if you buy from some national company and you have to get customer service, maybe you're going to end up locked into their phone tree for far longer than you want to. Intercon doesn't do that. They understand it's important, service after the sale. If you have a question, if you have a problem, they want to solve it. They want to make sure you're a satisfied customer after the sale. That's why no phone tree, real live people to help you out. Now, the whole idea about having energy-efficient windows, you pay for it when they're not efficient. And if you have old aluminum windows from years ago, upgrading to the efficiency of vinyl windows from Intercon can save you money. Now, in addition to that, summertime will be here before you know it. It'll be really hot, and we need to be more concerned usually about keeping our homes cool than having to worry about the cold winds coming in. So no winter's gone. Get energy-efficient windows, but also solar screens are available from Intercon. Most importantly, you've got service after the sale, but even before they start the business, they give you an estimate, and then they leave you alone. And I say that because there are lots of companies in the window business who use high-pressure tactics, not Intercon. So if this is what you're looking for, give them a call at Intercon, 823-3639.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Superior. For a limited time only, we're offering no interest with equal payments until January 2021 on any qualifying Trane system. Or get a $1,000 trade-in allowance. Your choice. So call Superior for details or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Superior or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Good morning, 725, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so we talked about the candidate's hair. How's your hair today?
What hair?
Oh, yeah, never mind. Okay. No, you don't have to participate, Kevin.
Thank you.
Worst hair cities. Worst hair cities, according to TotalBeauty.com. All right?
Who else would know but Total Beauty?
You know it. Number 8 is Houston. Number 7 is Fresno, then Pensacola, Phoenix, and Las Vegas. the three worst cities for hair, and the factors they say are humidity, wind, rain, pollution, and the amount of sunlight. Number three is Pittsburgh. Number two is Olympia, Washington. Number one, Corpus Christi.
Hmm.
What did Corpus Christi ever do to them?
Wind, yeah. Humidity, okay. Both of those.
All right. Best hair cities, Miami.
See you at
Corpus Christi.
I was going to say.
I don't think it's near as windy there.
All right. Number six is New York. Number five is San Francisco. Number four is Anchorage. Anchorage? How much sunlight do they have in Anchorage?
Nobody sees it because you got on a hat.
Or inside all day.
Number three is San Diego. Number two is Honolulu. Number one is Santa Barbara. Okay. The top six are pretty dang expensive cities to live in, okay? That would be New York, San Francisco, Anchorage, San Diego, Honolulu, and Santa Barbara.
So many people move there and it gets so expensive because everyone has such great hair?
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
727, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Well, after yesterday, there's barely any rain in the state of Texas. Most all the heavy stuff is up near Amarillo. We had a little out near Copper's Cove, but it's dissipated, at least for the time being. We do have a 40% chance of showers today with a high of 77, 40% chance of showers tonight as well. And then tomorrow, it's a 70% chance of rain with the temps about the same. 50-50 chance on Thursday with a high of around 80. And then we'll have a high of 80 on Friday, but there'll be sunshine. And there'll be sunshine, it looks like, on Saturday and Sunday as well. So in time for the weekend. Right now, winds out of the northeast. We do still have some fog out there, so be aware of that. And we're looking at 65 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, a few dozen marchers gathered in Baltimore over the weekend. They marked the one-year anniversary of the death of Freddie Gray, whose neck was broken as he was being transported in a police van. His death sparked days of riots, much of it caught on national TV. The police were seemingly helpless to prevent business and private property from being looted and vandalized. Now, a key question about the riots has never been fully answered, whether those in elective office actually ordered the cops to stand down. But there's no question about the infamous quote from Baltimore's Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake. She did say that she wanted to give the rioters space to destroy. A year later, the television cameras are gone and the six cops that were charged are still in legal limbo, but there are still protests. Sharon Black's an organizer with the People's Power Assembly, the group sponsoring the anniversary march. She says that protesters don't believe anything's changed for the better in Baltimore since Gray's death and the riots. She said there's still a lot of deep-seated anger in the community. Ms. Black, some bad news. This time next year and every year after, you'll have the same complaint. Nothing's changed. See, Baltimore is like every other blue city that liberals run. The problems never get solved. And deep-seated anger is just a way of life. For years, Baltimore residents have given elected liberal Democrats the space to destroy, and they've destroyed. They've done it masterfully, and it just keeps on coming.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, you getting a new phone? Well, you're not alone. You know, every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting the phones in your family, it's a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of the big cell phone carriers, you're paying way too much. Stop overpaying. Switch to Square Trade Phone Protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. Insurance from Verizon or Sprint can cost as much as $11 a month. Plus, you could pay up to a $199 deductible when you break your phone. Square Trade Family Protection plans are less than $4 a month per phone. A family of four can save over $500 a year. So protect your new phone with Square Trade. Stop overpaying and protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade instead. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A committee that will be appointed tonight by the College Station School Board to set new boundaries has its marching orders. In addition to new attendance zones due to a third intermediate and third middle school, the board decided last night to change the boundaries of Consolidated and College Station high schools. Much of the nearly three-hour discussion was how to divide students from three middle schools into two high schools. Jeff Harris was among those wanting to protect all the interests of the middle school students.
Will that make a difference in their likelihood of success in English, in math, in science, in choir, in football? If you tell me the answer is yes, well then I'm going to say split all three. You can adjust the split however you want, but what that does is it makes it comparable and it requires that our district then focus on a district-wide platform for intermediate and middle schools so that all of our kids will maximize their chance of success.
The board decided they won't ask voters to consider a $40 million expansion of College Station High School, which is nearing capacity, because there's room for another 600 students at Consolidated. And the board wants the committee to decide when the new high school borders will take effect. The Bryan School Board selected a new principal at Mitchell Elementary during last night's regular meeting. Donna Wallace is coming to Bryan from Georgetown, where she's completing her sixth year at Ford Elementary, 3 years as principal and 3 years as assistant principal. Wallace will start at Mitchell this summer, replacing John Rokenbrod, who is moving to a technology position in the Bryan ISD central office. One of the items Blinn College administrators presented to trustees during a retreat in Navasota comes up for final action during tonight's regular meeting in Brenham.
A fundamental change is proposed on how Blinn charges tuition. Trustees are being asked to consider three rates instead of four. Blinn students from Washington County, where property owners are charged the lowest property tax rate of any community college in the state, will see tuition rise from $48 to $49 a credit hour. About the same number of Blinn students are from outside Texas. Their tuition is proposed to go from $200 to $260 a credit hour. Administrators are asking for one rate, combining students from Brazos and other counties in Blinn's service area with students from the rest of Texas. To get to the combined rate of $107 a credit hour, that means an increase of $5 for students in Brazos County and the rest of the in-service area, and a decrease of $10 for the remaining in-state students. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station police investigating a drive-by shooting yesterday morning resulted in the resident of the targeted home being arrested for possession of marijuana and an unidentified type of controlled substance. There were several witnesses to the gunfire on Kenyon Drive, which is in the University Heights subdivision off Holloman South and north of Kane Road. No one was hit by several rounds that hit the fiveplex and were fired from a BMW Series 3 four-door. Officers involved in the investigation discovered illegal drugs. That led to the arrest of the occupant of the residence that was struck by the gunfire. 19-year-old Colton Adam is out of College Station jail after posting bond. No arrests have been made in the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to call College Station police. Lightning from a passing thunderstorm was the cause of a house fire in College Station. Firefighters saw flames as they arrived yesterday just after 1 a.m. on Winchester, which is east of Welsh between Rock Prairie and Deakin. The homeowner, who called 911, and his wife were outside, but two dogs were still inside. Firefighters rescued the dogs and put them on oxygen for treatment of smoke inhalation. No firefighters were injured. The residents were assisted with relocation. 20 firefighters and 8 units responded, including the community action response and rehab teams, police, and College Station Utilities. It's been 31 years since royalty from Belgium has been in Texas. When Princess Astrid visits this December, the schedule for her royal trade mission includes the Twin Cities. Belgium's trade commissioner, Yves Debus, says various agreements are scheduled to be signed. One with Belgium's Ministry of Tourism is due to the popularity of the Aggies Go to War exhibit that's coming to Texas A&M after nearly 2 years in Bastogne.
There have been so many individuals pictured in front of the poster commemorating the exhibit in Bastogne itself and publishing their picture on Facebook, making it a little bit viral in the whole community here. And I've been very surprised at how many of those individuals have traveled to see the exhibit.
While a smaller version of the war exhibit opens in the MSC this December, as fundraising takes place for a permanent location, Debus says Belgian corporations are looking to expand in the Brazos Valley.
Not much longer than a month ago, one of our directors here was coming from Brussels with two companies, and these companies are still holding intent on opening businesses here in the Brussels Valley.
The Research Valley Partnership is planning an economic development trip to Belgium in June, continuing what Debus says is a 10-year relationship. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 64 degrees and a little foggy out there. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More local news after Fox News at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Having lived in Bryan-College Station for over 45 years, I have watched the community grow and know that it is an exciting and challenging time in the real estate market. At Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, I have the tools, knowledge, and experience to guide you through the selling or buying process. I'm Chandler Arden. I've been here. I'll be here. I work where you live. 979-575-4019.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Thanks for the memory. Thanks for letting me be carefree. So fun, gotta grab, I can hold it. Jump in, now we're living in the moment. Take a joyride, hey. On a water slide. How I wish this day would last forever. Hold on to every moment. We're going to straight up on. Hold on to every moment. Hold on to every moment. The hottest, coolest time. Hold on to every moment. At Schlitterbahn.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. Schlitterbahn has more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or at Wiltons.com. Here we are.
The threat for showers and thunderstorms exists today, so there is the potential for some more flooding. They'll develop as the day goes on. Watch for areas of patchy fog this morning, highs near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into tonight, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms will be around tomorrow, too. Some may be strong during the day, a high of 80. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday. Highs on Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I think even when he came back initially, he wasn't necessarily 100%.
That's Will Bolt, assistant coach for A&M Baseball, talking about Nick Banks, who got the SEC Player of the Week. We'll have more on Aggie Baseball coming up in just a little bit. The NBA teams here in the Lone Star State split last night and didn't look good for the Stars. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 10.
There you go. So, story in our news today about tuition increases, albeit small, from Blinn. Our old buddy Matthew Watkins, who used to write for the Brian Eagle, has a story in the Texas Tribune today about, you know, that whole cost of going to college thing. The stereotype, pretty old. College students arriving on campus find surpluses of food, enough for food fights and packing on your freshman 15. But lately, college administrators have discovered that some of their students face a different reality, and many of them are struggling to find enough food to eat. As a result, universities across the state of Texas have begun offering a different kind of meal option. All-you-can-eat dining halls are still a mainstay for students who can afford them, but now campuses are opening free food pantries to serve needier students. Wow. Who'd have thunk that?
Bernie Sanders?
Yep. At least 14 colleges in Texas and hundreds across the country have opened up these pantries. They range from big public schools like Texas Tech and the University of North Texas to community colleges like Tarrant County College and Amarillo College. Most were created after administrators or students realized that food insecurity is a growing problem at their schools.
And in the pantry, they had ramen bricks and off-brand toaster pastries.
You know it. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Well, no, they actually have some canned goods. The reasoning for opening these pantries have varied, but many campus officials cited two key factors. One, average cost of tuition and fees has increased more than 95%. Since 2004. I don't think you have to tell mommies and daddies that.
No.
They pretty well know. Meanwhile, the number of college students from low-income families has grown. Many of those students get all or part of their tuition paid for, but with little or no financial support from their families, they struggle to keep their life together with living expenses. Let's see. I read this, and I'm thinking, well, you know, that's an interesting situation. I don't know that we necessarily see that here, because we see lots of expensive cars and credit card charges and lines outside of restaurants, which is a good thing, I mean, obviously. But when you're talking about 50,000 students, are there some out there who have food insecurity issues? And I'm not sure. I don't know if the food pantries feed students.
Do you really want Bryan College Station's legacy to be the home that student debt built?
No. No, I don't. But we sure do love those credit cards. I don't care if it's mommy and daddy debt, right?
That's a different thing, right?
That's a completely
They're old enough to know better.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, so here we go with some shower thoughts for you this morning.
Yay.
Yeah. The best thing about the Panama Papers scandal so far is it doesn't have a name that ends in gate.
Yet.
Let's grab a call or two here first. Yes?
Yeah, well, there's the new student organization, the 12th Can.
Oh, very nice.
If it doesn't exist yet, it will in a few days.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm having some food insecurity issues. Could I come by for some donuts or some leftover pizza, please?
Back to shower thoughts.
The best kind of pizza is leftover pizza. I'm just saying, you could seriously anger your neighbors by buying a puppy and naming it the same as their child.
Oh, I love that.
I do, too.
I love that.
These Star Wars films are set mainly in outer space, but you notice they've never had one zero-gravity scene?
No.
Huh. Yeah. The only time I ever used the panic button on my car key fob was when I accidentally pressed it, which caused me to panic. The skeleton isn't inside you. You're the brain, so you're inside the skeleton.
Oh.
Okay. And as an adult, you can do literally anything you want to whenever you want to. I always end up going home. And whenever I write etc., it usually means I've run out of examples.
That's exactly what that is.
Hello?
Hi, you cut me off before I was telling you.
Sorry.
And it's a real group.
They're a real group?
There is really starving students at A&M, well, yes.
I know that. Okay, but I mean, you're saying there is a...
not funny.
Okay, 12th can. There really is one, huh? The 12th can? Oh, cool. All right, good. Thank you. Hey there. Hello?
It's not nearly as funny when you get serious.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, well, I said, when you got 53,000 students out there, that there's a chance that certainly there are some people who have food insecurity. So, there you are. All right. So, did we mention Game of Thrones, that season 6 may come out too early?
No, soap opera was short.
You said it was going to be short, too.
Well, that's also true. See, here's the deal. The premiere could end up in the wrong hands before April 24th premiere on HBO.
Oh, now, is there a leak?
Well, they sent it to the president, you know.
Yes.
He wanted to see soap opera with swords, and so he got a chance to do that. But could you now file a Freedom of Information Act request to have that? I'm just saying. Hello?
They would just come up with an adult beverage that has 100% daily vitamins, a little bit of protein. There'd never be a hungry kid on campus. Yeah.
Soylent Green.
It's people.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. All right, so the moon is not going to turn green tomorrow night. You may have seen that rumor out there on social media.
I didn't.
No. Falsely claimed that a full moon on Wednesday night would appear to be green for 90 minutes because several planets were going to align. Oh, the only problem is none of it's true. LiveScience.com says there is no full moon on Wednesday. The full moon is Friday. And there are no planetary alignments that are going to happen anytime soon out there in the night sky.
Well, that's just a terrible rumor. They couldn't even get the full moon correct.
It's National Weed Week.
And Bicycle Day.
Oh, tomorrow's 420.
Tomorrow's. So you got, you know why that is. But in the meantime, one of the things that we completely missed on the 17th, and that's, of course, you know, obviously we weren't doing a show on the 17th. But do you know about the Aurora, Texas encounter?
No.
Do you know about
it?
Aurora, Texas.
UFOs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do.
April 17th, 1897.
Correct.
And, in fact, you can go to the Aurora Cemetery, and it may, in fact, contain the most important grave in the world. Or it could be just a historical marker for more open-minded people. Whatever the reason, the official plaque outside the graveyard mentions that it might contain the grave of a pilot of a spaceship that crashed nearby on April 17, 1897. Newspaper accounts at the time said that the alien craft hit a windmill and was torn to pieces along with its occupant, who was then buried. In fact, they made a movie about it. This shows they'll make a movie about anything. They made a movie in 1986 called Aurora Encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Recreates the tale. Oh, you say it like it was an Academy Award winner.
I was a ufologist.
Okay.
As a child.
Starred Jack Elam. Just saying.
You were a ufologist?
I don't know why that surprises me.
In 1972, scientists wanted to dig up the grave, but they were blocked by the Cemetery Association because exhumations can only be authorized by...
the government.
Next of kin.
Oh. Give your truck a fork. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X
treatments and get two free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I don't know if there's a secret to building a happy marriage, but there's one idea that comes pretty close. The happiest couples I know their spouse really well and feel like their spouse knows them. There's a word for that, too. It's called intimacy. And the only way to develop that kind of connection in a relationship is through communication. But you can't just talk about the weather. You have to open up your hearts to one another and get to the deeper feelings inside. The trouble is, a lot of couples rarely dip below the surface. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You're busy. Life is moving fast with work, appointments, responsibilities around the house, homework, and activities with the kids. And sometimes it's tough to stop life in its tracks and share your feelings with each other. How do you slow the train of life down so you can give your relationship the attention it needs? Well, some couples like to plan special date nights where they can take a whole evening to reconnect. But building intimacy doesn't have to be a major undertaking or expensive. You can do it in just a few minutes a day. Go for a walk through the neighborhood. Share how your day went and discuss your relationship. It's also a good time to ask each other questions like, what's going on in your life? Or how are you doing with the kids? Really, you can talk about anything as long as you both feel like you're making that heart-to-heart connection. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. Texas license location 6504 International Parkway, Suite 1300, Plano, Texas 75093. NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
The Fed raises short-term rates for the first time in 9 years. This is Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding. If you're in an adjustable-rate mortgage, you likely saw your payment rise for the first time in years. And with the Fed scheduled to raise rates as many as 4 times this year, you're likely to see your payment really go up. Listen, fixed rates and APRs have just dipped back down into the threes. Why not fix your rate for the life of your loan? Already made years of payments and don't want to start over? No problem. New American Funding can match the term you have left no matter what it is. A knowledgeable New American Funding agent is standing by right now. Look, either we can save you money or we can't. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to find out? Call us today.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. 800-963-4933. Or visit newamericanfunding.com. Today.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:52. New baseball polls were released yesterday, and almost unanimously, A&M is number 3. The only holdout, Baseball America, has them at number 5. Texas A&M junior Nick Banks was named the SEC Player of the Week. The All-American was recognized for a week in which he helped lead the Aggies to a road series sweep of then number 8 Mississippi State. He batted .526 with an .842 slugging percentage. Aggie assistant coach Will Bolt weighed in on Banks getting back into the swing of things.
Trying slowly to get back to where he feels comfortable. Obviously, early on was a little bit derailed with the back, and I think even when he came back initially, he wasn't necessarily 100%. You know, the back for a hitter that has rotational movements, I mean, that's tough because you're not feeling 100%. Then you kind of change your mechanics a little bit to try to compensate for it. I think Nick is feeling healthy. I think he's to a point now where he doesn't feel like he's got to cheat to get there to the fastball, which, you know, that's where it starts and ends for hitters.
Audio there from Tex-Ags. The boys in maroon look to continue a 7-game win streak this evening when they host Texas State. First pitch, 6:34. The Aggies have a chance to make program history in the game. A&M has scored 10 or more runs in each of the last 6 contests. The school record is 7, set back in 1985. All the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. Texas A&M grad student swimmer Tara Bradman has been awarded the NCAS Playmaker of the Month for the month of March in honor of her academic achievement and community service efforts. That's according to the National Consortium for Academic and Sports. In the NBA, Dallas, Golden State, and Toronto were winners last night in the playoffs, with the Warriors taking a 2-0 lead and the Mavs and Raptors tying their series at 1 game apiece. Here's Roger Emmerich with more in the NBA.
Shovels to Durant, lays it up, and blows it. Tip ball, no good. Out of the buzzer, lays it in. It counts. Out of the buzzer, lays it in. It counts. 186, Mavericks 85. We'll see if it counts on replay. Out of Adams at the buzzer. Fouls it up and in. Thunder by one, 86-85.
Tip by Westbrook was off. Adams grabbed it. See if he got it out. He did not. It's not going to count. It does not count, and the Mavericks win game two.
Coach Rick Carlisle after the crazy finish.
Very proud of our guys, the way they responded after, you know, one of the most disappointing games in franchise history. It's a group with a lot of pride, obviously a lot of resilience. You know, we had some amazing performances.
Including Raymond Felton's 21 points.
Really, it just shows, like, just the grit that we have as a team, you know, just being able to fight back. You know, we got a lot of injuries, got a lot of guys out. So, you know, my hat goes off to our coaching staff. My hat goes off to my teammates mentally getting us ready to just go out there and perform at that level.
Game three Thursday night in Dallas. Rockets lose again in Oakland.
This one's over. The Warriors will take a 2-0 lead to Houston. Final score, Golden State 150. The
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
Spurs and Grizzlies go tonight in San Antonio. Tip that game off at 8:30. The plan for the NFL to settle thousands of concussion lawsuits filed by former players has been upheld by a federal appeals court in Philadelphia. The decision released by the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals comes almost a year after a revised deal was approved. Critics of the settlement had argued that any deal should include future payments for chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is the brain decay found in dozens of former players after their deaths. The Kansas City Chiefs' appeal of the anti-tampering violation has been denied by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. That means the team will forfeit its third-round draft pick this year and a sixth-rounder for next year for contacting then-free agent wide receiver Jeremy Maclin while he was still the property of the Philadelphia Eagles. The club did have its fine reduced from $250,000 to $200,000, and Coach Andy Reid's fine was reduced from $75,000 to $60,000. In the NHL playoffs last night...
Back the other way, here's Sharp trying to get behind the defense. Patrick Sharp on the shot, he scores! Two goals for Sharp!
Patrick Sharp had the Stars up 2-0 in the first, but it wouldn't hold up because Jason Pominville had two goals and an assist as the Minnesota Wild roared back from an early two-goal deficit to knock off the Stars 5-2. Sharp was asked what Dallas needed to do differently in Game 4.
That's a good question. You know, give them credit. They played a good game. They played with a lot of speed and scored some timely goals. You could tell that they fed off the energy from their fans, and it was a fun game to be a part of. So we're take what we can as far as positives from this game and be ready for Game 4.
Game 4 is in St. Paul tomorrow night. Star center Tyler Seguin missed another playoff game due to an Achilles tendon injury that kept him out for a month. He did not travel to Minnesota for Game 3, and Coach Lindy Ruff says that he is day-to-day. And the Battle of the Boots starts tonight. It's the Stros swimming, I guess, to Arlington for a 7:05 first pitch. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break. And it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 6th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2016-2017.